listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live from Las Vegas, live on a Thursday, not just any Thursday, schedule Thursday. And man, it feels like, I don't know, almost like it's written in a script, the way that the schedule comes out tonight. There's some early leaks on the game, some exciting ones. And it feels like the news when it comes to the sports world is turning for the better. Doesn't change. There's a lot of risk out there. Doesn't change what's happened so far. But hey, when you wake up in the morning, the best you can do is that day be good. And it feels like it's been a good couple days here with sports overall in the general direction. This show, sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. I'm a pro, but you got to have Joe's. He's in L.A. He's Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ. And yes, on a day in which we have many people anticipating the release of the NFL schedule coming up less than 2 hours from now, more rumblings about Cam Newton's next destination. What is the Vegas lead here on this Thursday?
It has to be the Las Vegas lead. Has to be the schedule. And specifically with the leaks, it seems like we see who the NFL believes the big narrative, the big story is going to be. The biggest, it seems, Brady and Breeze.
Yeah, Brady and Breeze, and that reportedly is going to be a week one matchup. Nothing official yet. They do come out 8 p.m. Eastern time, so again, less than 2 hours from now. But all the reports indicate it will be Breeze versus Brady in week one.
Yeah, and my understanding is for those who are extra anxious, the teams are able to come out at 7:30. Eastern, I think. And then there's the 8 o'clock show on the NFL Network, if that sounds right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. And I know some people are champing and chomping at the bit. And bettors do, actually, the serious bettors. And I always am interested in sharing with you guys, is this a fake Vegas exciting thing? Whereas people think Vegas really cares, but Vegas is collectively yawning. Or do the wise guys, the professionals, take this as a big opportunity? It's a big opportunity. You've heard about various odds on games. And remember, the games, the matchups are known. It's just where and when is the open question, because the NFL has a schedule logic which is no subjectivity to it. You play twice in your division. You play a division in your conference every 3 years, and then you play a division in the other conference every 4 years, and there you go. And you also have wherever you finished, 1, 2, 3, or 4, in your conference, you play the others in your slot. So that's why when a team finishes fourth in their division, they end up having 3 games against the number fours, where if you finish first, it's 3 against the number one. So other than the luck, whereas a team isn't very good 1 year, or, oh, you got to face them when their quarterback was hurt. In general, the whole strength of schedule is about those 3 games. And otherwise, it's luck is, oh, you catch the Rams in that West in a good year or a bad year. In general, Jonas, it's my belief, and I feel strongly, the strength of schedule in the NFL is probably one of the most underrated elements of judging a team throughout the season, because and it's not just how the team looks, the name looks, but rather Was the quarterback out? Was there some extenuating circumstance? And oftentimes at the end of the year, if a team is really over or underrated, one of the main drivers is strength of schedule. As a fan, do you see it that way?
Yeah, 100%. It's why there's so much turnover when the playoffs come around year in and year out. It's why I always respect a team like New England or a Kansas City who went on a run or a Pittsburgh or even Cincinnati when they went to the playoffs 5 years in a row. It's so hard to do in the NFL because strength of schedule is so important, and that's why you see the turnover year in and year out.
And then you add in the equalizing factor of the draft. Whereas if you're picking 25, the chance of getting a real blue chipper is so much less than if you're picking five.
Yeah.
I know that some fives do poorly and some 25s do exceptionally well. Some fifth round picks do exceptionally well. But statistically, when it comes to probability and likelihood, if you're picking at the top of the draft, it's so much easier, and that's why a team like the Rams, you think about it, their time in the sun seems to have came and went quite quickly, but they got a Gurley, they get a Goff, who, you know, a minimum is competent, and a Darnold, and, Donald, is the idea that you got to mess it up if you have all those high picks. And then you think of the Pats, who not only are picking or have been picking at the end of the first round most years, but they've had multiple picks taken away. And you might say, well, that's why they're winning in the cheating. I don't personally believe that's the driving force. But if you consider the punishments and where they've drafted, and if you really say, tell me the team that's second consistence, you know, they're secondly consistent compared to the Patriots. I mean, who is it? Is it Green Bay? Is it maybe Pittsburgh? And it's like, it's night and day. So the league is built. The NFL is built to have parity. And especially in the salary cap era, the free agency era, and there's only one team that hasn't had parity, whereas they've been dominant, at least on the upside. We've had more than a few teams, like the Browns, for example, that's been really poor on the downside. And it's funny, when you think of those teams that's been down, just consistently down, they usually never have a quarterback. And as I was just chatting, you think about the Lions have had a quarterback that many people believe is a top 6, 7, 8 quarterback for, what, over a decade now?
Yeah.
And they still have been, is that the only team with a good quarterback that's been so down for so long?
The top of my head, yeah, that's the only one I can think of.
So that takes a special kind of messing up, I think, to have a quarterback that good. The Lions are special in that, and it's not just the current coaching staff. It seems to have been a long, long time. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Okay, so Belichick is smart. I don't know if you knew. And the Lions are bad, the Browns are bad, but Brady's gone, and Breeze is maybe, likely, his last year, and this is a game announced. And man, think about it. If it is, as the news said right before the show I overheard, if it is Houston and KC the first Thursday, and then it's New Orleans and Tampa, but Breeze versus Brady.
Yeah.
I'm already excited about the first weekend.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and especially when you're factoring in that, you know, we're all looking for something to look forward to. We all want something to get excited about. And the fact that, we, you know, it's sitting there on a silver platter, we're going to get the future and some would say present of the NFL and the past and Breeze and Brady maybe in their final season competing against each other. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I would, if I had to bet, I'd bet this is Breeze's last year, and I would make a major bet this is not Brady's last year. Because
yeah,
to me, that second year was the driver of the contract, or at least the dispute with New England. I think it was the main point. I'm RJ Bo, straight out of Vegas. We have an early line on this matchup, and it tells you a lot. So the game, my understanding is, and looking at the screen, I'm correct, it is in New Orleans, the first game, and the line right now, consensus, is 5-point favorite. So now this is so complicated. So New Orleans favored by 5 over Tampa and Brady. Home field typically is 3. In New Orleans, it's higher. New Orleans has one of the best home fields in the NFL. Top two or three for sure. So let's call it four. So you would think, okay, RJ, so you're saying Tampa is a little bit inferior, that the Saints are a little bit better. So you take home field four, add one, there you go. But odds are pretty good. There's not going to be any crowd there. So the question is, how much of adjustments going to be made from that? So obviously it's just a guess by anybody, Jonas, but if you had to guess week one, if it is at the scheduled time where it looks better and better, it will be, what's the odds that there's going to be a full, or I guess any real crowd and a full crowd potentially?
I would say there will be a crowd. I just don't think it'll be capacity.
I mean, do you think even a third of the, you think they'll like do one of those one out of three kind of seats things or
something like that? Yeah, I could see that happening.
But if you had to bet right now, and if the bet, and we won't bet, but if you had to bet right now that will there be 10,000 people or more in New Orleans for this game, would you, you would bet yes?
I would bet more than 10,000, yeah.
Wow. See, my gut feeling was it was like a slim chance of that. And I'm not saying I have any special expertise with that, but you're figuring that you there's a way to do social distancing and still get some people in that stadium.
Now, listen, in all fairness, that is me being hopeful, and that's maybe me citing in that, you know, because I'm hoping that's the case, but I would go more than 10,000, and I think that they can get creative enough to figure out how to maximize but still practice social distancing at that time.
And I tell you, I love ingenuity. I love, you know, the old saying about necessity, the mother of invention, is when you are faced with a tough situation, that's when people are most motivated to come up with creative solutions. So I really applaud the NFL in general. I would say at least it seems 50% of the sports commentators were really down on the NFL moving ahead with the draft. Now, as we approached it, it felt like more people came around. But when they were adamant, the NFL, that, hey, we're going to keep our draft day, our date, would you say what, about half of the media was against it?
Yeah, half the media were against it. And then Adam Schefter sent out a tweet early this morning saying, you know, the NFL, you know, providing hope. And so he got crushed by media members because, you know, they were saying, no, it's the people on the front line providing hope. And I don't think he meant it literally. He just meant something to look forward to. And so it just.
And hope. I mean, the NFL represents, like other sports,
normalcy. That,
back to normal. So yes. It's not only just we're so excited about the games. We're excited about a situation where the games could be played.
Yeah, I thought it was ridiculous. I think the part that bothers me the most.
What you thought was
it,
ridiculous was the hate back.
Yeah, the hate back. The part that bothers me most about this is that it's media members who have had their bread buttered by the NFL and covering that sport for years and years. And then when the sport comes out and wants to, you know, plan, you know, normal plan where you're not endangering anybody, you're planning as if there's going to be a season, you're putting a draft on, you're doing free agency, again, not endangering anybody, and they're critical of the league, saying they're being obtuse and not, you know, taking into account what's going on in the world. And I just wonder if they would take the same approach had they not already had, you know, their success driven from the league, and they could sit back and be critical at this point in their career. That's what
I said the same thing. And again, not that I don't know him at all, and it's not that I generally don't enjoy his work, but it feels like in the last 5 years or so, Peter King has evolved in that direction.
Yeah.
Whereas there's a lot of, you know, chastising, a lot of judgment.
Mike Florio is the same.
Yeah, you know, we're friendly with Mike, but I think he's always been like that in a way, right? I mean, do you think there's been whereas he's been he's the lawyer, he's the smart guy, and though it's funny, a guy that lives in West Virginia, you wouldn't think is like particularly, you know, I mean, progressive, you know,
yeah.
You wouldn't think, but, you know, it seems like he always had that feel.
There's been an uptick the past couple of years,
yeah.
I would say, with Florio.
And listen, when people get attention, obviously Florio's gig on NBC on the Sunday night games, a huge platform.
Yeah.
So the guy's been successful for a long time. But I think in social media, when you get feedback, when you get attention, and not attention like a high schooler, but listen, when you're in the media, your job is to cultivate attention, is to generate attention. A guy on Fox Sports Radio that gets attention is more valuable than a guy that doesn't. Now, if it's the wrong kind of attention, now you can debate it, except unless it's someone doing criminal stuff, I'm not sure people believe there's a wrong kind of attention these days. They seem to, you know, it's like the best thing is to be loved, second best thing is to be hated, the worst thing is to be have people be indifferent, right? And I think in media there's some truth to that.
No, there is, yeah.
So Florio, maybe, and I don't know, maybe he starts doing this stuff, he gets a lot of attention. Got guys like you on a national show on 225 stations talking about it, and he's thinking, more of that. Thank you, Jonas. All right. When we come back, I'm going to explain to you the way professional bettors are not only betting the schedule, and it's going to be with a lot of money. I mean, this is a big betting day. I'll explain how you should consider home field advantage because we don't know yet how big it's going to be.
That's coming up next, but first we want to tell you about our friends at Lowe's. Lowe's associates have been giving back in the community quite a bit, and now they are doing even more. With Mother's Day being Sunday, many moms and grandmas are isolated and unable to celebrate it with their loved ones. So Lowe's is buying $1 million worth of floral baskets, and they're partnering with Uber to deliver Mother's Day baskets to more than 500 senior care facilities across the country. One of the recipients is Lowe's associate Miss Louise M., who has worked as a customer greeter in Charlotte for the past 4 years. She's been staying safe in a facility and was blown away when more than 400 flower baskets showed up for her and her fellow residents. Our thanks to Lowe's for donating these baskets and making for a special Mother's Day experience for many all around the country. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will continue to look at the upcoming schedule release in the NFL.
How to bet it? That's the question, Vegas style. Also, I'm going to ask Jonas within 10 minutes or so, less than that even, what's the biggest story in the media when it comes to the upcoming sporting events that he thinks is like that story tells us something? Because there's so many of them now. I got to be honest, I'm not sure what to prioritize when it comes to trying to assess what's happening. But Jonas, master of the media. I mean, he like a puppet master in a way, but I appreciate it, right? I appreciate it. It's a great day to join us. This is the fastest growing show on Fox Sports Radio. Audience has more than doubled in the last year. That's because of you. And me, but you too. Thank you so much. Keep spreading the word, and we'll keep trying to provide the great information. You can listen on the iHeartRadio app and FoxSportsRadio.com and 225 stations. A lot of chances to listen. Right now here in Las Vegas, 92 degrees. The neon is still off, and I'm still sick of it.
So, RJ, coming up a little over 90 minutes from now, they will have the schedule release at 8 p.m. Eastern time, where we will find out the complete 2020 NFL schedule. But the real question is, how does Vegas view and take advantage of the schedule release?
Yeah, we got some breaking news, though, on this other, that Houston-KC game. Already a line out on it. Remember, we are at pregame.com, the official odds provider for the Associated Press. I don't know if you've heard of that, Jonas. So we're on it, baby. And right now, and have you seen this number?
I have not.
Okay, so it's Kansas City at home against Houston. What do you make it?
Ooh, 5.5.
Oh, man, I wish you bet with me. 10.5 Kansas City. Kansas City is 10.5. Now, let's compare this. They met in the playoffs last year. Kansas City at home was favored by 10. So they're saying relatively Kansas City is a half point better than last year off a key number, except it's a pretty good odds that Kansas City or no NFL team week one will have a crowd or a big crowd. Thus, Kansas City, let's say that you discounted 1.5. That means actually they're saying Kansas City is about 2 points better than they were last year. So think about that. How much of that is just the narrative of Bill O'Brien's bad? And I think as a GM, he probably is pretty bad. But how much is it really going to affect? Like those first round picks for Tunzel, you know, that guy wasn't going to affect the first game. You know, one pick would have been, I guess, this year. Was he really going to affect game one all that much? So that bad trade, and I think in my opinion it was bad, how does it really affect this game? And in general, most of these moves are bad moves for the future, it seems. But the perception is that Houston has just gotten worse on the field. I'm not sure that's true. What's your gut feeling?
Yeah, I don't think that that's the case. I think that is, there's been sort of a pushback on Bill O'Brien. He's sort of become the butt of the jokes. It's still a quarterback league. You pointed it out. Other than Matt Stafford, when's the last time you had a top-tier quarterback in the NFL and a team just continued to struggle? Houston's got a good quarterback in Deshaun Watson. They won at Kansas City a year ago, and they had a big lead in the playoff game against Kansas City. So I'm wondering how much that is just sort of the bias against Bill O'Brien right now.
I think so. And if so, that's an opportunity. Whenever the market, whenever the odds, which are dictated by the market, are moved, are factored by things other than the truth, things that just don't matter. If someone says, huh, I ate Easter eggs today, I'm betting the Steelers. There's no connection. So if a lot of people did that, you would then think, huh, a lot of irrational people bet in Pittsburgh. I'm going to bet the other way. I'm going to take advantage of those irrational people. Because remember, and I know half of you don't gamble. That's what the studies say for our listenership. I love that. You want to know more than your buddies. You want to know what Vegas knows. That's what we do every day, 6 Eastern, on all these and it's not always just the games, you know, it's how to think about it, life itself. I always use the example, you walk in the luncheonette. I'm not sure they call it that anymore, but let's just say the diner, and they got clam chowder for half price. Sounds good, except it's yesterday's clam chowder. Do you pay half price and eat it? That is a bet. Well, life is a bet. So, you know, to me, it's never stops being exciting the way you think about these things. Now look back to Kansas City. They were in October, and remember, Houston beat them. Kansas City at home was only favored by 4 points. So from October of 2019, there's been the rest of October, November, December, and then for the playoffs, January. So 3.5 months of football. In 3.5 months, Houston has changed in what major way? I know, lost a receiver, got, you know, made some, but in for the most part, this is the same Houston team, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Same Kansas City team, pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, I get it. Kansas City's proved themselves to be good enough to win a Super Bowl. You got to upgrade them. But Kansas City could have easily lost any of those three playoff games.
Yeah, and I also wonder, it's not like this is, you know, something that they are routinely doing, like a New England who even lost on their season opener to Kansas City a couple of years back from what I remember. Like, I just wonder if the emotion involved with raising the banner, it's championship night, they haven't done it since the 60s. Who knows what the crowd's going to look like, if there is even a crowd. I just wonder if there's maybe a little bit of an emotional letdown coming into this based on not just being sort of taken in by all the pageantry and everything going on with celebrating a Super Bowl.
And usually, almost always, that's that Thursday game, right? So yeah. They're getting a ton of attention. The whole world. I'll be the first football game after the pandemic. I've heard this theory, and I generally agree with it, that any kind of hangover talk for the champ or San Francisco, because that's the classic, right? The Super Bowl loser has the hangover. I believe it gets mitigated, gets minimized this year, because a lot of the you know, let's call it the rubber chicken circuit. You know, going, flying here for an autograph signing, flying here to open up a convention center. All the things that you get more of when you win a Super Bowl, the players haven't been able to do that, you know, for a big chunk of this time since the Super Bowl.
Right.
So once they're freed up, I think that there's going to be a sense of let's go play some football. So would you agree in general, whatever sense of like getting fatigued, they're all still, you know, if anything, they're resting up like no one's business. And like all of us to some degree, I'm not all resting up, but you know, you're not flying around the country doing X, Y, or Z. That feels like that helps Kansas City and San Francisco. Does that gut feeling, is that right?
Yeah, no, that feels right to me. I mean, you know, and other than Earl Thomas, I don't know who's really had a lively quarantine. But it does feel right to me. I just wonder about with Kansas City, much like New Orleans, like we talked about, if they do lose that fan base in attendance, what that does to them emotionally there. If they rely on that, on those fans to make the noise, all of that that comes along with it, I wonder how much they lose in that.
You know, we're going to do our news break early, but first I'm going to say this. Our board, what's Ramos's official title?
Technical producer, John Ramos.
Yeah, I'm going to call him a technical director. He's like, to me, he's a higher level. I mean, he's like a supervisor type to me. I mean, again, I'm the type that when someone stinks at their job, I hate them. And when they're great at their job, I love them. I don't care. I don't know if John's a good guy. He seems like a good guy.
A wonderful
guy. But he's good at his job.
Yeah.
All right. So I just buttered him up. Coming in the next segment, I want to hear Hey Joe Hendricks. So if he can get that lined up, I think that is appropriate when we talked about the the being held at the house with the gun and the are you familiar with Hendrix's Hey Joe?
I've heard the song. I don't know the
you might want to listen to the lyrics.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up 15 minutes from now here on FSR, we will continue to take a look ahead at the upcoming NFL schedule release. Want to let you know we are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day store pickup. You can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations in-store or curbside. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
I can't lie. If one day I heard on the news, RJ Bell, Fox Sports Radio national host, investigated for dissident behavior, I'd be proud of it. I mean, that sounds so... I don't know what he did or didn't do, but that's cool. Dissident investigated for dissident behavior. What do you think, Josh?
No, I'm a big fan. It brings up the Pearl Jam song, and then gives you a little bit of an edge, a little bit of a reputation. Not a bad thing.
Well, you know, I don't have to worry about that. But let's look at home field advantage. What makes it up? And it's a little more complicated than I think people realize. On one hand, obviously the crowd noise. Some places more than others, and the Saints, New Orleans is wow. In fact, Cam Jordan was on, I think it was Get Up, and he was saying how he's really, I mean, like, you know how these athletes are. They're never going to admit something bothers them, or they're worried because this advantage they typically have isn't going to be there. He was like, listen, a lot of our defense at home is predicated on that noise. And without it, I don't know what we're going to do. That was like, wow, what an admit. And then at the end he goes, yeah, no, well, we'll still try real hard even if we were playing in the parking lot. Yeah, but the fact he's inclined to even admit that,
yeah,
it goes to show you, for the Saints, it's huge. For Seattle at home, it's huge. And because of that, you might want to look to bet against these teams at home. Because as much as the odds maker understands that the crowd noise matters, they probably will just apply it to every team the same, or maybe not the worst teams, but in general, the differences between a New Orleans when it comes to the crowd and an average team probably won't be properly accounted for. So something's being taken away from the Saints in the home games if there isn't a big crowd and the markets doesn't understand how valuable it is, thus you'd want to bet against the Saints because they have more being taken away than the lines being adjusted. But what you're going to see is a lot of home field where the team is favored by 1.5 or 2 instead of 3 because of the absence of the home crowd. The other factors when it comes to home field are all intact. So one is the venue, the sight lines. You know, you're used to the wind. Remember in Pittsburgh, there's a windy side of the stadium. The idea that the sun coming at a certain time of the day, don't throw passes over to that corner. You know, you play there 8 times a year, you got it, right? The old parquet floor, right, at Boston Garden. And if you play there only occasionally, And remember, when it's an out-of-conference game, you only play there every 8 years. So it's like, you know, twice in a career. Well, not even twice in a career. Usually the average career will play, even if it's a longer one, will play once at, let's say, if you're the Rams, you're going to play at Pittsburgh one time. So big advantage when you know the venue. That's still there. It doesn't matter if there's a crowd or not. Also, you don't have to travel. Just the absence of the travel is good. And then for the home team, then being familiar with your living approach at home, where you sleep. Now, they don't sleep at home the night before the game, but the knowing you're at the same hotel, knowing that you have a certain meal you like. I mean, Jonas, you travel. Anyone, even if you travel a lot, it's not the same on the road.
Yeah, and it's, I don't care where it is. Like, if I could take a flight to Vegas, it's a 45-minute, you're there in less than an hour, and still, no matter where I fly to, I'm still sort of lethargic and a little bit tired just from, you know, baggage and whatever else you're taking with you. So no matter what, a home game's always an advantage.
Did you ever find your bag from the Super Bowl?
Oh, no, it's gone.
So literally, it's just, how much did they compensate you for?
I didn't get compensated anymore. Anything. It was my fault.
But really?
Yeah, it was
my fault. You just but did they offer to pay you anything?
They didn't offer anything.
Oh.
And then
wow.
And then, you know, based on what else is happening, airlines have bigger issues now than
well,
my
do they
my
or they're shirts. Not or they're not doing anything. They could be hunting your bag down.
I tried everything, phone calls, emails, I've tried it all.
Listen,
very frustrating.
It, for those listening, if you could have seen it, the guy you spent like 6 hours buying your various hand sanitizers that you had in your bag. I mean, getting that kit together was an effort. Then it seemed like you wore pink shirts every day. I mean,
I'm not saying there was anything wrong with pink. Yeah, it was Macy's in Miami. That's all they had. I had to go there. I kept all the tags thinking maybe I would get my bag middle of the week and I could just go return the shirts and pull a Rob Parker. But unfortunately, not happening.
So yeah. Listen. If there's any proof positive that traveling is not easy, it's Jonas trying to buy hand sanitizer at the Super Bowl. And listen, I get it. They're millionaires and all that. That means their home life is even better. So in general, we're going to say, oh, no crowd, big disadvantage. I think for certain teams, yes. But for most teams, the crowd is one piece of, again, not having to travel, being familiar with your home venue itself and being familiar with your routine, all big advantages for the home team. So don't act like home field advantage doesn't matter. It just matters a little bit less, especially for New Orleans and Seattle. Now, you might say Green Bay is a really good home field. Yes, but it's not the crowd. The crowd's there, but they're normal. It's the grass. The surface grass in the way that it's slick. It's just unusual. And you just see people slipping and sliding, and you see Aaron Rodgers not. And think about a lot of Aaron Rodgers' big plays at home where he spins out, gets away from, you know, and saves himself from a sack. Oftentimes, those guys chasing him are flailing around. He's a good athlete, no doubt, but that is a slick surface, one of the big advantages for Green Bay at home because they have one of the best home fields. It's just not about the crowd. Then finally, you think of New England, right? New England's home field is actually below average. It's just they're so good on the road. Think of what home field is. It's not easy to win in New England at all. But the difference between your home performance and your road performance is what home field is. And New England is probably the best road team of the last 10 years. And they're a mighty good home team. But they actually improve going home less than the average team. So, yes, every team's going to be worse off not having the crowd, no doubt. But some teams less than others. And then you got finally the teams you might want to play at home, Jacksonville and the real home run, the Chargers. The Chargers often have more of the opponent's fans in Los Angeles. So not having a crowd's an advantage for them at home, especially if they were playing a Pittsburgh, a Philadelphia, the kind of team that really draws. You see them, you know, just fill up the opponent's stadium. And in general, the idea of saying, is the market going to really figure out that the Chargers don't really have a disadvantage from no crowd, that maybe it's an advantage because the other team's not there to boo them, the other team's fans? I don't think so, Jonas. So to me, if all you did was bet against the Saints at home and against Seattle at home and on the Chargers at home and on the last team I'd say that's a bet on would be Jacksonville. I think you got a pretty good chance of winning, you know, of like winning some money. I wouldn't do it blind. Me and Fez actually made a bet on it. He said 54% just doing that blind.
And I would actually like Denver's early season advantage more this year based on we don't know what kind of shape these guys are actually going to be in when they come in. So Denver's always really, really good early weeks at home playing at altitude. Players usually aren't in game shape. And then also Miami or Jacksonville playing in the humidity. You talk to some coaches, that's really underrated. A lot of people don't talk about sort of the humidity and the impact it has on teams and players early in the year.
That is a great point. So as we think about the schedule coming up, this is not exactly about – this is every year, I guess, would be the way to say it.
Yeah.
Is Denver at home early in September, amazing record. Miami at home, especially against cold weather teams, if it's hot. If it's not hot, it's not a big of a deal. Humidity, that kind of thing. This year, though, Jonas, I think you're right, could be even more the case. Why? Are they going to have a full chance to be in the best game shape as possible? And that's the fatigue issues, both early at high altitude in Denver and early with heat in Miami, might be even more pronounced. When we come back, Jonas is going to keep talking. He's going to tell you about, at my behest, what the biggest story is when it comes to, hey, are we going to have sports and when?
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm RJ Bell. We're straight out of Vegas. And Jonas, you should never, ever go anywhere with a gun because your old lady's messing around with another man.
Yeah, no, it's not a good idea.
You know, I got to, like, if you listen to this song at the end, his vocals go way in the back and his guitar's way up. But it says, he goes, I'm going way down south. Down to Mexico way where I can be free. And then he goes, ain't no hangman gonna put his noose around me. Now that's good advice. Don't let any hangman. I like it.
Yeah, you just got to be careful, especially during a pandemic. People are a little stressed out right now. They don't make the best decisions on either side. So,
well, listen, let's be candid, though, is when you're a dude, and not that you are, but you've known him, I'm sure, that is caught, and I'm not saying any given person is, you know, maybe, but if you're always running around, if you're always messing around, like in the back of your mind, those guys always figure they're going to get shot in the end. But but somehow they keep doing it. Like they know they're going to pay a big price and they just can't stop themselves.
Yeah.
So in a way, like you could say, oh, if they were more, I think they have a compulsion that just, you know, that they just can't overcome.
the thrill of the chase, I guess.
And you know what's funny? If you look at the most talent, I mean, think about it, and obviously this isn't political, this is just reality. A guy like JFK was a womanizer times 10, right?
Yeah.
Obviously Bill Clinton had his fun, it would seem, allegedly. I mean, I don't think you have to say allegedly, right? It's usually the most powerful people are the types that want to win at everything. And apparently being loyal is, you know, being fidelity is not winning to them. They want the next conquest. So in a way, if you hired someone for a job, you'd almost, you don't want him to be so beta that he's not like trying to strive for more, but you obviously want him to be loyal. So it's kind of confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
Where do you fall in that?
I just try and make the good decision that won't lead to the most drama. I don't need to piss my lady off.
But did you ever have a time that you were, like a couple year period, that you were ambitious?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody goes through that. But
no, everyone doesn't.
Well, everyone I was around went through that. So then I just learned as you get older, if you can avoid drama, just avoid it at all costs.
Well, then you got the wrong partner on this show. Hey, real quick, what do you think? I mean, obviously some optimistic encouraging news. What do you think the one story that you say is the most telling about where we're going with all this?
That the UFC is putting on an event this weekend and three in the next week, and there's going to be heavy testing of athletes or else they're not allowed to fight. I think a lot of leagues are going to look at that and say, okay, what did they do to be able to make it work?
And Dana White has been talking about where how proud he is that they've pushed up against the restrictions. The idea that, not that he wanted to endanger anyone, but that anything we can do to compete and be on air, we're going to do. And to me, if you're being safe, I like that passion.
We are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day pickup. You can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations, in-store or curbside. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. We are straight out of Vegas, back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Straight out of Vegas!